Always a fan favorite.
You guys are unbelievable.
We've heard that before.
This is the State Line Sports Hour on News Talk 1440 WROK.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Dave Schmidt along with Matt Nestor and producer Tom Warner here on the State Line Sports Hour. Having fun basketball today.
Yes, we are.
Now we're going to go in the Wayback Machine. Remember that on Rocky and Bullwinkle and all those guys? Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to this one. We are talking probably to the real Hoosier story.
Yes.
We're talking to Bill Shules, who was a member of the 1952 Hebron Green Giants team that won the state championship. Hey, Bill, good to have you on today.
Yes, good morning.
How fun was that back in 1952 winning that state championship?
Well, it was really a great thing because, number one, we didn't realize what we had done until a couple of years afterwards, but winning that state tournament was probably the highlight of my life. It turned five kids' life completely around.
You know,
it gave us college educations.
You know, when you guys are going through and winning that, being a small school, did you guys kind of realize at the time, you know, just exactly what it was you were doing? Or,
no.
Like I said, did it hit you down the road?
It kind of hit us down the road, yeah, because, you know, we were just playing ball because the more games we won, the longer we could play.
And, you know, your coach who came over from another school, he found you when you were like a freshman and said, you're playing basketball, and you kind of fought that at first, didn't you, Bill?
Yes, I did. I was a 6'5" freshman in high school who had never really seen a basketball game. And he called me in the hall of the school and says, son, have you ever played basketball? And I says, no. And he said, well, do you want to come out to gym class? It's the last day of the last period of the day and we'll start. And since then, I've been playing basketball.
You know, what I hear about that coach, I think he was kind of like the coach on the Hoosier show. He was kind of one of those guys that kind of towed the line with you guys, wasn't he?
Yes, he was a very strong disciplinarian. Not like the Hoosiers coach as much as it was basketball disciplinarian. Our practices were run by the clock. We had 3 minutes of this exercise and 10 minutes of that exercise. And when he blew the whistle, he's the only one that talked.
And you listened, right, Bill?
Yeah, we did. We better well listen. He even had menus for us to eat.
Wow.
That was Coach Ahern, right? That was his name, Coach?
Russ Ahern, yes.
He was
about 5'4" tall.
Wow.
A real short guy.
You were scared of him, though, a little bit, weren't you, Bill?
I wouldn't say we were scared of him. We certainly respected him.
That's good.
You know, how have you kept in touch with some of the guys since then? You guys meet every once in a while?
Oh, yes. We meet every, several times a year, and right now, as a matter of fact, last March 18th, we had the 60th anniversary at the Hebron High School of the tournament.
We're talking with 1952 Hebron basketball star Bill Shules. And Bill, you know, were you a little bit jealous of the Hoosier movie, or did that just enhance what you guys did? I'm sure a lot of people started saying, hey, but there was a team in Illinois that did the same thing. How did you guys view that movie and how it affected people?
Well, we did it 2 years before they did.
Mm-hmm.
We were a smaller school, and a lot of people have claimed that some of the things that were in that movie actually were stories of Hebron. We don't know, of course, but some people claim it.
What do you think? You were on that Hebron team. Did some of that stuff remind you of what you did when you were playing there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But in our case, it was a little different. For instance, we played very few games at home, because no one would play in our gym. We didn't have much of a gym. So we had to play on the road all the time. And by the time the team got to the school that we were playing, the gym was usually full because we drew a tremendous amount of people just to want to see these five guys play ball. As a matter of fact, when we traveled with a 12-man team, seven of them played on the junior varsity first, and five of us played on the varsity. And when we came out to warm up, our coach always held us back a little bit, so we didn't play our game, get too much warming up. So we'd, you know, only warm up about 5 minutes before the game. We'd run out there, warm up a couple minutes, and start playing.
And you guys were a pretty good team the whole year, so it wasn't really an upset necessarily that you guys won, but did you guys realize you were knocking off bigger schools along the way, or did you just go out there and say, hey, we're the best team and this is what we're supposed to be doing?
Well, we were the best team. We were rated number one in the state for a long time that year. And the other thing is that when the state tournament started, Coach Ahern came into the room and didn't say a word, just wrote on the blackboard a big number 11, circled it, and he says, "Boys, you win 11 more games and you're state champs." I turned out and walked out of the room. And we were sitting there looking at each other, waiting for
That's kind of like a Hoosiers moment that you saw in the movie, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a little bit, yes. But he was a psychological coach, too. You know, he had us leading it. Nobody could beat us.
You know, when you look back on this whole thing, 60 years later, we're still talking about it. What was the magic moment that you remember? When was there a moment that you said, wow, this was something I'll always remember from that season? Was there one thing that just stuck out in your mind?
Well, yes, there was. There was the state tournament in those days. I guess they still have it now. Map of Illinois,
mm-hmm.
and they had a light bulb for every school that was participating. And after we won the state tournament, they turned the last light out, and all that was left was one light on. That was Hebron.
Wow. Now, it's kind of neat. Now, when I go to Hebron, I get to see the water tower with the big basketball and that on there. That's got to make you proud when you go back to the hometown, doesn't it?
It sure does, yeah. Well, everybody remembers it, of course, and that water tower is kind of a landmark for the whole northern part of the state sometimes. People drive through the town just to see the water tower.
What did you think about the book that was written? Was that fun to kind of go back and relive some of that stuff and, you know, talk about that for the book?
The book about Hebron, the one we wrote?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we wrote a book, too.
Oh, okay. Did you? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's called Once There Were Giants,
mm-hmm.
and we got together at the 50th anniversary, a little before the 50th anniversary, and the IHSA asked us if we would assist them in writing a book, which we did, and we had three stipulations when we wrote the book. He says, number one is it had to be as factual as the four of us could make it. In other words, no writer's advice on it.
Mm-hmm.
And number two is that we see the copy before it goes to print, which we did. And number three was all the money after the profits went to scholarships for students in the state of Illinois, and which was quite successful. The book was quite successful the first year, as a matter of fact. I don't know how much since then, but the first year we donated close to $70,000 for students in the state of Illinois, for student-athletes in the state of Illinois.
You know, you still can buy that on Amazon, so if people want to get it, they can go on there and put
it
in Hebron.
You can also get it on the IHSA site.
Yeah.
And order it. And it's still, I think they had one or two reprints of it already.
Great. We're talking about 1952 Hebron basketball star Bill Schultz. I want to ask you my last question, at least. If they have a movie about this, who's going to play Bill Schultz in the movie? Who do you want to play your part?
I wish John Wayne was still alive.
John Wayne. Good. I like that. That's good. So, hey, Bill, thanks so much for being on it. Sometime we may just give you a call during tournament next year. Would that be okay? We talk a little bit.
That'd be fine with me.
Great tournament. Thanks for coming on today, and congratulations. You know, something that lives on 60 years like that, to be a part of that's very special, and it just makes everybody here in Illinois proud of you guys.
Five of us still alive yet, too, so that's also a very nice thing.
Did I see you're 77 years old?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're just a puppy, aren't you?
Just a puppy, yeah. I'm sitting out here in the middle of Kankakee County and in a motorhome in a shade. We'll listen to the birds tweet.
I can hear the birds. That's nice. I like that. I hope I'm in that good a shape when I'm at 77 years old. Thanks so much again, Bill.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, we've been talking with Bill Schultz from the 1952 Hebron State Championship team. That's great. A good interview, wasn't it?
It is. It's a great story. And, you know, just it's lasted that long, and the community there just embraces that story.
Go see the basketball, folks. Yes. You got a nice little ice cream place there.
Yep.
It's worth the drive up. We go that way when we go to Geneva, Lake
uh-huh.
Geneva. It's just fun to do.
Yep, it is.
So this will be a good podcast. This ought to get us some hits.
I think so.
So we're going to take a time out, and we'll have our final break here on the State Line Sports Hour right here on News Talk 1440 WROK.
If it's happening in the State Line area sports scene, you'll hear about it on the WROK State Line Sports Hour.
Auburn, yes. Fred Van Vliet,
yes.
Male Athlete of the Year. We don't know who the young lady was, but we'll find out. We got Matt Parker on the line.
Yeah, the Athlete of the Year for the female best limp from East High School.
Well, Matt, thanks for calling up. You're pretty good. Man, you're fast.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the show, so I try to catch it every morning.
Thank you so much.
Saturday mornings at 7 on News Talk 1440 WROK.